is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Hurricane Milton is gone, but what it left behind will be with Floridians for quite some time. Much of the St. Petersburg area is without running water. In Sarasota County,
most of my district does not have power. Cell towers are down. Communication is very bad.
Congressman Greg Stube says people who evacuated barrier islands can't get back there yet.
There's a bridge going out to Lido Key that's damaged. Emergency responders have not been able to get to Lombok Key. It's my understanding there's a couple hundred people on both Lido and Lombok that there's no access to them right now.
Some 50,000 linemen are working to restore power to more than 3 million customers. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Please be cautious of down power lines. Don't touch them. Don't remove tree debris that may be entangled with down power lines. Standing water can conceal down power lines and other hazards. So please be mindful and never walk through storm waters.
Not everyone's paying attention. WKMG-TV's Donovan Myrie in Orlando.
Look how deep the water is. They are literally up to their chest walking through this water to get back to their homes.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
Well, the government reports consumer prices rose 2.4% from a year ago last month as inflation hit its lowest point in 3 years. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The shelter index is up 4.9% from a year ago, and that increase accounts for 65% of the core increase. Again, prices without food and energy. Shelter continues to be the real problem with the inflation rate coming down to the Federal Reserve's target.
And the government says Social Security recipients will get a 2.5% cost of living increase to their monthly checks beginning in January. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump is in Michigan today. Vice President Harris has events in Arizona and Nevada. Overseas, Palestinian medical officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced people in the Gaza Strip has killed at least 27. Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein.
Israel said it had targeted Hamas gunmen who were hiding in the school and charges that Hamas routinely uses Palestinian civilians as human shields. It said it tried to minimize harm to Palestinian civilians.
38-year-old tennis star Rafael Nadal says he will retire after the Davis Cup final. He leaves the sport with 22 Grand Slam titles, second all time. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 158 points. The S&P is down 19. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's executive committee is meeting today to consider ordinance changes that would limit Mayor Corey Mason's power over council agendas. The outcome of the meeting could potentially break the deadlock in the city, as it's a core concern of six boycotting council members. Gabriel Mills, a recently arrested Kenosha pastor, was rearrested this week following new allegations of misconduct. Evidence found on Mills' phone led to an additional charge of capturing an intimate representation without consent, allegedly involving sending inappropriate pictures from a victim's phone to his own. A 33-year-old female staff member at a Kenosha County elementary school is under investigation for alleged sexual misconduct involving a current and former student. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department arrested the woman at Riverview in Silver Lake yesterday. The roundabout at Highways 11 and J in Racine County has officially reopened after several delays. Work is still ongoing at Highways 75 and A. And Kenosha City Plan Commission today will discuss replacing the Fireside restaurant with a Quick Trip. The agenda also includes plans for a new Culver's restaurant north of the Fireside site. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers in Milwaukee tonight for a preseason matchup. LeBron James questioning on Twitter why the Lakers have to travel all the way to Wisconsin for just one preseason game. NFL, the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Romeo Doubs back at practice after his suspension. Matt LaFleur on what he told the players on how to handle any issues.
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. But how does it feel? fit the confines of the team's wants. We're in the business of winning.
Packers wide receiver Bo Melton talked about facing his younger brother, Max, who plays defensive back for Arizona.
You know, I've been hearing it all day, me and Max. So just like since little kids, you always been on the same team. This is the first time we're actually going against each other on separate teams. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to play against him too, you know, just to see, you know, how good he's gotten. Definitely can't wait for the matchup.
That's Packers receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Another gorgeous day today. Under sunny skies, high temperatures will climb to the upper 60s. Winds are out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and skies stay clear tonight, too. With breezy winds tomorrow, under abundant sunshine, it'll spike our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, down on my knees for you.
Blue-eyed soul, the Righteous Brothers, you've lost that loving feeling. And I'm Chris Morrow. Here we are about almost 10 after 11 o'clock now. Cindy Huber is on vacation for a couple of days. I get to come out from behind the desk, sit in the studio, pull out the records, and play them for you. Kind of a flashback for me, too. Glad to be here. About an hour from now, Paul Harvey with the rest of the story every day about 12:05. Now, though, reliving the good times with Creedence Clearwater Revival, WRJN.
Just about supper time, over by the courthouse. To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
7 years, we've brought Racine local news. And now we bring you Timeless Hits, too, on WRJN. A couple of ways to hear us. Of course, the Civic Media app. Simply find that, download it, and click on WRJN. Take us anywhere you go. In Racine, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM. If you're heading down toward Kenosha, 98.1 FM. WRJN's everywhere with Timeless Hits. Don't want to miss out on anything. What a beautiful forecast we've got for the next few days. Today, mid to upper 60s, plenty of sunshine. Sunshine tomorrow. We could push upper 70s to around 80 for Friday. And then reality kicks in. Autumn arrives on Saturday with a high probably in the low 60s. Beautiful out there now. It is 67 at Radio Park.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love. It's just great balls of fire.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Stuart J. Waddles, and Terry Bell standing by in the Radio Park Newsroom. We'll get an update here at 11:30.
Seeing anything as much as I do,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Friend, we are back with Timeless Hits on WRJN along with local news. Good morning, I'm Chris Morrow. About 11:30, Paul Harvey with the rest of the story, 35 minutes away. We do that at 12:05 every day, then Don Rosen also does it in the morning at 7:25. Just reliving history, Timeless Hits as far as the music goes, and with the rest of the story and Paul Harvey today on WRJN. Now let's get updated on news, down to the Radio Park newsroom for this update.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new Quinnipiac poll finds Donald Trump with a slight lead in Wisconsin. 48% of likely voters support the Republican and 46% back Democrat Kamala Harris. With a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points, the race is pretty much still a tie. The same poll gives Tammy Baldwin a 4-point lead over Eric Hovde. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices sound open to reining in the governor's sweeping line item veto power. The final straw may have been Governor Evers' budget veto last year that created a 400-year education spending increase. Justice Brian Hagedorn.
It is crazy. We allow governors to unilaterally create law that has not been proposed to them at all.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There could be movement in the power struggle at the top of Racine. The city's executive committee is set to meet today to consider ordinance changes that would limit Mayor Corey Mason's power over council agendas. That's a key issue in the ongoing boycott by six council members. The proposed changes, already approved by a majority in the Committee of the Whole, aims to make it easier for council members to schedule items for full council debate. Three of the five executive committee members have previously voted against the changes, putting tonight's meeting up in the air. A recently arrested Kenosha pastor was rearrested this week. After a preliminary hearing for Gabriel Mills on previous charges, a new complaint came forward with allegations of more misconduct. Kenosha police say evidence found on Mills' phone corroborated the new allegations, leading to an additional count of capturing an intimate representation without consent. He allegedly sent racy pictures from the victim's phone to his own. Mills was working at the Journey Church before being fired. And Red Cross workers from Wisconsin are going to try and provide hurricane help. Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida late last night. A Red Cross rep says 60 team members are either prepared to deploy or already in the field. Some were already sent out earlier for Hurricane Helene relief efforts. To donate to the American Red Cross and for more information about how to help, visit civicmedia.us/help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another gorgeous day today. Under sunny skies, high temperatures will climb to the upper 60s. Winds are out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and skies stay clear tonight, too. With breezy winds tomorrow, under abundant sunshine, it'll spike our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 64.
Leaving on the midnight train to Georgia.
times. No matter how many times you've heard a song, it just makes you smile. For me, that's one of them. Gladys Knight, The Pips, A Midnight Train to Georgia. On your home for local news and timeless hits, we're WRJN, bringing on more timeless hits. The Searchers, Needles and Pins. Farming's still a big thing here in Racine and Racine County, so we cover you with the fabulous farm babe. It's Pam Yonke and her Midwest Farm Report. Weekday mornings, 5 until 6 in the morning. Along with reports throughout the day, we keep you posted on all things ag. It's part of our commitment to local news and now timeless hits on WRJN.
I know you want to leave me. Sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me.
Party Gone, Eagles on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. I went out and I maxed out the credit card a couple of weeks ago. Eagles are doing a residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. It starts the end of October. They've extended it to go into early February, but I was able to get tickets for a January show to see the Eagles, probably their last run of live concerts. I've seen them tour three times over the years. One of my favorite concerts. But I tell you what, if it wasn't a second mortgage, it was maxing out the credit card to get tickets. I think it'll be worth it. Want to keep that memory of an amazing band in my mind for years to come. Sphere in Vegas. Look it up if you want to see them. Beautiful day today. Afternoon temperatures reaching up to near 70, at least the upper 60s. 40s overnight tonight, but it could be 80 tomorrow. It's 66 at Radio Park.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Couldn't get away too soon.
Saturday's just the perfect day for a song like that. Grooving from the Rascals. Sunshine, mid-60s. Ah, beautiful day. 67 here at Radio Park right now. CBS News updates you more on what's going on in Florida and beyond with Hurricane Milton. It took a big hit down there late last night, early this morning, and still ravaging the state. We'll get that update from CBS News at noon and Paul Harvey with the rest of the story just after 12:05 on WRJN. Now it's Spiral Staircase. I love you more today than yesterday. You're home for local news and timeless hits. That's us, 1499.9 WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. I'm